We are going to dispense with an old debate. And the debate is, number one, whether or not you have the right to want. Number two, whether what you want is in alignment with the will of the universe. And number three, whether what you want will create and bring you happiness. Those, we have got to put away our doubts about that now. They are old doubts, they come from old systems. And now we say to you that as a child of creation, you are an integral part of the world as it is right now. You are here for right now. You are here to make the change from the darkness to the light. You are here to make the change from sacrifice to joy. This is what you are here for. And each one of you is unique in the way that you will do that. And each one of you is going to be able to recognize in the others when that process is going on. And in perhaps in others that you know, and this may be a bit challenging, you are also going to be able to recognize when it is not going on in someone. And that is going to be a little more challenging because the time is calling for your energy and your light and what you want in the world and what you want to bring into the world. And when your energy is moving toward that, then the universe is going to fill you with absolutely everything that you need. Everything that you need to feel, everything that you need to understand, that you need to move and to operate in however your gift is making itself known in the world. And it is not that, it is not like, what do you say, not like a club. It is not like something where everyone joins and does the same thing. It is exactly the opposite of that. It is that we are joined in supporting our own ability to bring our own gifts forward and to support each other as that is happening. That is a beautiful thing. And in its, what do we say, in its quietness, it is more powerful than in the screams of the patriarchy. A woman knowing her heart, moving her energy forward steadily, quietly, is a power. She is a power. And women doing this together, that is the power that we are needing now to move the world from darkness to light. How we all do it is going to be completely unique. We are going to remember that the important thing with each other is not to question or criticize, but to support. So that when you look at another woman uncovering her light, you do not have to have an opinion about it. You only need to support her as she is doing it. This kind of movement we have not had in the world. We have had it here and there and for this and that. But this is for the world. We are fighting in this calm, straight ahead way for the world. We are going to save the world. So remember that whatever you want is important for you to recognize and once again, we will give you some of the exercises later that are good for building your dream inside of you so that it is ready to be dreamed into the world when the time is right. And the time is not as far away as it seems. We tend to be upset by old power. We look at something that was old, damaging power, and it is trying to damage again, and we have that world fear. And this is something we want to be aware about. We understand the impulse, but we must look at that. When these things come up, we must look straight at them as mistakes. Someone's mistake. Not someone's power. Someone's mistake. And we are going to move our own energy forward to correct it. And if every woman in the world could do that in this moment, oh my, what a glorious creation you would have in no time at all. But please do remember that. The thing that scared you about the world before, when you see it rising up, simply look at it as a mistake, and it is going to be corrected. And the universe is with you as you see every opportunity to correct it, and you do that. This does not mean you are responsible for the whole world. You are responsible for what is around your piece of creation, what is near you, and you can certainly give your energy to others who are rising up to take care of things at a higher level. But a lot of your power is in your moment. It is who you are in your moment. And when you have the ability to know what you want to create and to love you for creating it, you are now walking in the power of Mother God. And that is a very good power for the earth now, and certainly for each one of you. So you do not have to be patriarchal to fight, to slam. There are other ways to be powerful, and these are some of the things that we will be exploring. But we do want to tell you that that first point is a great beginning point. When you look at something that has happened that is not good, do not look at it as a power. Look at it as a mistake. And hold that in your consciousness, because that will drain energy from whatever is going on there. And there are other things, but we would like you to work with that in this week. You look at something and say, ah, this is good. Here is a woman's voice and it is good. And here's something you have done over there and it is a mistake. And that is a thing that we want you to begin to work with. We are going to add other things to this as you go. But in this week, please go in and find what you want. What you want. And see to the best of your ability, clear away anything that might have attached itself to that. So you do not say, I want this, but how will someone feel about it? Or I want this and who will sacrifice? Don't do any of that. Simply find what you want. And know that what you want is sacred. And so we are going to hold it in that place where we can grow it, create it, and send it into the world. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Begin to breathe in love and exhale fear. And see that the universe has given you a golden heart of energy. And in this golden heart is your identity. And allow that heart to come into your heart center. You are now inhabiting your heart. Feel the universe send golden light through your crown and open your crown more widely so that you can get more of what you are, what you need, what you want. Feel that golden light flow into the third eye, cleanse it, restore it to its natural power. Feel the light flow into your throat and displace all the limitations that might have been placed on who you are and what you want. And feel the golden light wash over the garden in your heart and nourish it and strengthen that golden heart that is who you are. Feel the light flow into your solar plexus and displace the emotions that may be released now, emotions you do not need anymore, and make a place for genuine, loving feelings for who you are and what you are doing. Let the golden light flow through you and into the second center. And let that light rid you of judgment and shame, two things you no longer need. And see the waterfall in the second center. And let it wash away anything that comes through your life that you do not wish to carry forward with you. Feel the golden light flow into your root. And feel the root begin to collect energy from the earth and the energy from your own heart to make a system of creation that matches you, that speaks to you and blesses every gift you have. Now move your attention into your heart center and see the beauty of this garden. The things that are growing there, the place where water flows and where light shines, your garden, your place. And see that a light begins to shine on a path that is in your heart but is moving upward. Go to that light, step onto the path, and let the path take you, so that there is no effort, there is only the smooth movement forward. Let yourself know that even the air you are breathing is full of the blessings that are forming up and shaping your life. And the path that you are walking is full of richness and wisdom. And move forward to a place where there are many hats. And look at the variety of hats and choose the one that pleases you. And put it on. When you've chosen your hat, begin to move up on the path again. And come to a place where the sun is shining. And see that there is a table. And the sun is shining on an object on the table. And allow yourself to know what it is. Now move upward and come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, breathing in blessings, taking in all that is for you. come again to your heart center. See the beauty you've created once more and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.